After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Report. It is September 21st, 2020, in the year of our Lord. Thank you ever so much for dropping by. Yes, and that's my chair making noise because you guys missed my birthday and didn't get me a new chair. Sorry. We're just going to have to deal with it. Again, thank you ever so much for coming. The Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com. 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 And, you know, we've made some additions and some changes to the website. You need to go right now. Because now you get a twofer. A twofer. That's not a onefer. Used to be a onefer. Now it's a twofer. Two for one. You can actually access the Swanson Report on FightBackMedia.com. And from what I understand, you can actually access the FightBackMedia.com website on the SwansonReport.net. What? Yes. That's called cooperation, folks. That's called we are banding together with 43 days to go until the election. And it is important, it is very much important that we understand the importance of this election and what's going on. And last week, with the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that just turned the heat up to 1,000. It turned the volume up to 11 for my Spinal Tap fans. It turned the volume up to 11. And it's important that we're able to understand that. Now, my advice to everyone is to stay calm and stay focused. It is going to be very, very easy to lose one's focus as we move through this process in the next 40-some-odd days. Early voting is going to start probably in the next 30 days or so. So it's going to be real easy to lose focus. And it is my view that a lot of people on the left want you to do just that. They want us to act out in inappropriate ways, you see. They want us to say stuff on social media that's inappropriate, that doesn't help us. And we just can't. We cannot afford at this juncture in the game to make any mistakes. Do you understand what I'm saying? We cannot afford at this point to make any errors. We must not make any errors at this point. And the thing is that we don't have to. Nothing, I'm telling you, nothing right now is out of the ordinary. And I know it, and I know everything right now seems out of the ordinary. Nothing is out of the ordinary. There are guidelines right now for the place that we are in history. There are guidelines. Thank you that the founders did just that. The founders took care of how Supreme Court justice vacancies get filled. And they were very, very clear about it, which was super helpful. You know, they were very helpful. It wasn't in any Elizabethan, yeah, you know, Old English. It wasn't. It was in American English. Good gracious, Lawson. Yeah, that's what it is. You know, so we don't have to. We don't have to freak out. We don't have to wonder. There are not any constitutional questions or issues. There are no constitutional issues. There are not. The president can nominate a Supreme Court justice. The president can nominate a Supreme Court justice. That is completely okay. There is no constitutional issue with that. When there is a vacancy, it is incumbent on the president to do that. Now, does the president have to do it right away? No. Does not have to. But can, if they so choose. And when that gets done, it is then up to the Senate to either confirm that nomination or to deny that nomination. Here you go. It is that simple. It truly is that simple. So anybody else who says anything else is wrong. Now, people will bring up this and this happened at the end of the Obama administration as well in March. President Obama nominated a Supreme Court. There was an opening in the court because of the death of Antonin Scalia. And the president decided that he would nominate somebody. And of course, from a political standpoint, Republicans threw a hissy fit. They did. They did. But whatever, President Obama was perfectly within his constitutional rights to do so. He was perfectly within his constitutional rights to do so. And the Senate, that was then controlled by Republicans, decided that they weren't going to let the president choice through be confirmed, which is also within their constitutional purview as well. You know, this idea, well, you didn't let Obama's person through. No, they don't have to. And if the Senate was controlled by Democrats, there would be three vacancies in the court now, probably. Because there'd be No, Kavanaugh, and there's one more. There'd be, and of course there'd be a place now. They would hold those seats open until the Democrats took over the, I mean, took over the White House again. This newcomers, kids, this is how this game is played. I saw a comment on where was I? It was on that new app, which I don't know if I like that much, frankly. The one that everybody thought was a good place to go as a free speech platform before when they thought TikTok was not was on the way out. They were sure of it. Everybody's so damn sure of every damn thing, every damn time, and they've been wrong every damn time. News Clapper. That someone commented, "I'm so sick of this tit for tat." So that's how, you know, it's funny. How it's always been. Some people have just have been able, because of that, to live their lives in such a insulated fashion, an insulated style. They've not ever had to worry about it. Somebody always took care of it for them. We are in this country, we are spoiled rotten because other people are willing to get their hands dirty in some of this crap. And because of their people, other people's willingness to do so, it's always worked out for the people who didn't want to pay attention. I'm not interested in politics. I don't want to hear about it. This is important. But we've been able to see, this is the beauty. I'm taking a side. I'm taking a side road here. This is the beauty of our system. This is the beauty of a representative republic. And it's also the danger of the same thing, that you don't have to participate. You don't have to vote. You don't have to know what's going on. You don't have to know who the president is. You don't have to know who your mayor is. You don't have to know who your school board people are. You don't have to know who your county commissioners are. You don't have to know a damn thing. You don't. And for the most part, your life will move forward day to day unabated because somebody else is already taking care of that for you. And the only time that you'll care is when something that's in place doesn't fit what you want to do. That's it. And then you'll say, "Well, somebody ought to make a law. This doesn't seem right." You go, "Well, how'd this happen?" "Well, you remember all that political stuff that you didn't want to hear about?" "Yes, well, there you go, and that's what happened." "How come the taxes are so high here?" "You remember all that political stuff you didn't want to hear about?" "Yeah, and that's what happened." So it's kind of an interesting thing. So for some people, it won't matter to them who's on the Supreme Court. It doesn't matter. They don't care. They are coming at this because it doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem fair. They didn't want Obama to do it. Thanks, kids. Remember, y'all remember what I say, right? Y'all remember what I say all the time about the left, right? A bunch of 12-year-old girls, right? Bunch of 12-year-old girls. "It's all right. It's fair." But now, they got the incel boyfriends out there who are willing to burn crap down. Can I talk to the adults in the room for just a second? If one side threatens violence if they don't get their threatens violence in your city, threaten to burn threat they threaten to burn down your city. They threaten violence on the president. They threaten violence on you. If they don't get their way, these are called terrorists. There isn't any other way to put it. You know, I posted on Facebook. God, I got to get off Facebook at some point. Hey, can some really rich, smart, I mean, some really rich and really smart conservative come up with a Facebook alternative that doesn't suck? That would be very cool. The governor of the state of Florida is making an announcement. Let's see what that announcement is. All right. Okay, you're talking about defunding. He's talking about defunding the police. The state is not going to allow municipalities to defund the police, and that's a whole thing. And there are some unfortunately it's happening all over the country. There's this push by the left, by the radical left, to defund the police. And the governor of the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, is standing at the podium, and directly behind him is Grady Judd. Now, if you ain't heard of my friend Grady Judd, you better know. Grady Judd's person is the sheriff of Polk County, which is the county just east of where I'm sitting. And he was once quoted as saying that if you shoot at my deputies, they will shoot you back. They will shoot you back. That's all, and that's all there is to it. It's a blunt, non-political, no-nonsense approach to making sure that things are as they should be. Now, if I go through the comments, anyway. Early on, we had audio problems, so everybody's going, the audio sucks. I'm not sure who they're talking to. There you go. A top fan of this writes, cannot hear, H-E-R-E. Okay, morons. Anyway. Alrighty. In any case, so that's what's going on. I just had to jump to that real quick. But in any case, here's the deal. There isn't any reason why the president cannot nominate a replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She dies. You know, and kids, let me talk to the kids for a second. Kids, the grown-ups have been talking about this for 2 years. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been sick, really sick, for 2 or 3, maybe 4 or 5 years. And the adults around Washington, D.C. have been talking about this for a long time. A long time. Now, I know that she is a big champion of the left, and I know that she's all this stuff. But you know what? Do you know what? Unfortunately, she has passed away. She has passed away. Sad. And her death, unfortunately, is going to be politicized. She's a Supreme Court justice, or was a Supreme Court justice. It's going to be politicized. Friends, stay focused. Stay calm. If you have a Republican Congress critter or a Senate snake, make sure they know that you're good with them confirming the president's pick, if that's what they so choose to do. I know Susan Collins, I know, and Mitt Romney, I know. Screw them. How about that? Again, stay calm, stay focused. Just because there's somebody else pushing the other way, it does not matter. It doesn't matter a tinker's damn what Mitt Romney has to say. It doesn't matter what Susan Collins has to say. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Michael Steele has. It doesn't matter. See, this is really part of the tearing away that you see in the Republican Party. This is just the tearing away. And a lot of people have not gotten that. We are in a completely different place. Trump has pushed the party and the people in America in a place that they wanted to, I mean, actually hadn't pushed them. He had basically let them go in the direction they wanted to go. They've been trying to get the Republican Party to move here for years. But they didn't have enough, they didn't have leaders who had enough gumption to do it. Obviously, John McCain was not the one. He was not all mavericky. He was not a maverick. Not at all. And of course, Mitt Romney was not. If you think about the only two people of the three people that the Republican Party has put up right now to be president, the last three people were John McCain, Mitt Romney, and Donald Trump. And Donald Trump wins. What's that tell you? That tells you that constituency had been waiting for Donald Trump, that things were just ripe for Donald Trump, and they still are. And one of the things that is interesting is that Donald Trump has done exactly what needs to be done in the infrastructure of our court system. And part of the infrastructure of our court system are judges. Lots of federal judges have been moved. I mean, have been implemented over 150 new federal judges, which are eventually going to change the picture of how things are done eventually, and Supreme Court justices. And to Donald Trump's credit, he had a list of people from the start. He didn't make any bones about it. Got a list together and said, these are the people that I'll nominate. And it stayed on that list. So this is exciting. Stay calm. Stay focused. Yeah, I'm sort of watching. I'm watching one of the monitors, and Grady Judd is putting up pictures of some of the quote peaceful protesters, and the stuff that they're just not going to allow, He's approaching this like he approaches any press conference that you see Grady Judd, and then there are people in the comments saying, "Put on your mask." How childish. Anyway, so I'll stop watching that and pay more attention to you. Let's take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Morning Report here on fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com. We'll be back right after these messages. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. One of the things that I get asked most is where can I get information that is not tainted 727 bias 232, especially here in the Tampa Bay area. Well, now I have the answer. dbctampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com. All right, I'm not sure what's going on. My friend Paul says that my volume is a little, my audio is a little low, and then I couldn't hear the other spots at all. I'm not sure what the hell's going on, but there's always something going on, isn't there? I guess what I should say this is that we're being attacked again by mainstream media because we're getting the word out, and nobody wants us to get the truth out. Nobody wants that. Hang on a second. I want to try something. You ready? Couldn't hear that at all. Don't know why. Let me flip this around here for a second. Nope. Gains on the microphone way the hell up. As a matter of fact, it's blowing my ears out. Blowing my ears out. You hear what I'm saying? Blowing Willie's ears out. Let's see, let me open that up. And that seems to be at everything at full volume there. Oh, well, that's the wrong one. That won't do. Oh, and that seems to be at full volume. I don't know what's going on, Paul. I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to finish it. How about that? That's at 96. I think it needs to be at 100. I'm going to finish it. I'm going to finish it. Don't know what's going on, but I'm going to finish it. Hey, listen, the second thing I want to talk about today is black-on-black crime. BLM. You know, I had some thoughts this weekend. Maybe I should put this in a segment and call for your consideration, but I won't. I'll just do it like this for now. Maybe we'll expand on it in a YouTube program if you choose to. Just let me know. Send me an email at fightbackmedia@gmail.com, 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 and let me know. Maybe this will be a little tease for you. As a person of color, a black person, African American, Negro, colored, I've been referred to it as all those things in my lifetime. When I was born, I was Negro, and then as I was a small child, I was colored. I was colored and a Negro, and then as a young adult or adolescent, I was black. And was told to say it loud, "I'm black and I'm proud." Right? And then later on, In my young adult life, I was African American, because that was my heritage, like Italian American or Irish American or Sudanese American or Mexican American or whatever. So where are your people from? And I would tell people all the time, my people are from Florida, Georgia, and New Jersey. No, man. No, brother. Where are your people from? New Jersey? And I didn't get it then, and I guess I don't get it now. Because those are where my people are from. My people are the people that I know. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? My people are the people that I know. I don't know of any heritage of any people I know from the motherland. I don't know. And all I got to go by right now is my slave name, if that's how you're going to put it. It's all I got to go by right now. And that's the one that my parents gave me. The people who gave me life, that's the name they gave me. My real name may be Kunta Kinte. but my mama called me Kizzy. I know that's I understand how that's kind of a mixed metaphor, and I understand. But you got to get that. I understand that they call me Toby. But I name my baby Kizzy. And that's the name that everybody else knows her by. So my real name, my African name, if indeed I am from Africa, my people may be from the West Indies. I don't know. And it's never been important to me. I know for some people that stuff is super important to them because they need an identity. I will tell you right now, what I was able to do was that I found my identity in Christ. So I didn't need an earthly identity. I don't need an earthly identity to go by. I don't need an earthly identity to go by. I don't have to identify as a Black, African-American, Negro, colored person. I don't have to identify with that. There's so much talk about identity. Well, I identify as a non-binary, queer, ... right? I don't have, because people are searching for an identity. Well, I found my identity in Christ, and that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. So now we have, and I went through all that to tell you, because we have to kind of understand how we got here. So now we have this couple or three generations of people in the nation who do not know where their identity lies. You know, so often, you know, when I was running for office, I heard, you need to get out to the Black churches. You need to get out to the Black churches. And I always thought, no, first of all, I don't want to go. I don't want to sit up in their pulpit and not preach the word of God. Just was, oh, vote for me because, you know, vote for me, please. That's not what I want to do. Because at the time, especially, I had responsibilities in my own church. And what bothered me about politicians was that would do that, they obviously didn't have responsibilities in their own church. But they're willing to sit up in somebody else's church, you know, for political reasons, for campaign reasons. I told my pastor I wouldn't do that, that I would not miss a service campaigning. He looked at me kind of weird, and I said, I won't do it. I have responsibilities here. And maybe, you know, people are going to say, well, that's why you lost. Or that's why you didn't qualify. Maybe so. But it was okay. I won, though. I won. So, I never thought it was important for that reason, but I also didn't think it was important because there were a lot of people who were sitting in those pews because of the social gospel that had been that was being preached in the quote Black churches for the past 30 plus years, is that those people in those churches, a lot of them didn't identify as Christians. People in Christian churches did not first identify as Christians, but first identified as Black. They didn't know their identity. So now, fast forward to now, when you say Black Lives Matter, those people identify first with being Black. My friend Alfonso Rachel said this beautifully, that this is why you get the reaction when you counter with All Lives Matter. That's why you get the reaction, because these people identify as Black first. Because they've been taught to. They've been socialized to. Some people will tell you, Black first. I'm Black first. So you will identify. Some people will identify with a skin color that's microns thick or microns thin before they identify with anything else. before they will identify with anything else. Something that they didn't choose, they'll identify with. They did not choose to be born to a black family and walk around in their lives in that black skin. They did not choose this, but they'll identify with it. And as soon as somebody figured out that they could use that, for political gains, game over, baby. It was easy. It was just too easy at that point. Because you didn't have to explain anything. You didn't have to You didn't have to come up with reasonings. You didn't have to come up with a cogent arguments for anything. You didn't have to use logic. You didn't have to care about anything. You just had to be able to divide it up. Spy versus spy. Black versus white. Bingo, bango, boingo. Easy. Institute the word racist all over. Context doesn't matter. Nuance doesn't matter. History doesn't matter. That's it. I'm black first. And if I'm black first and you say all lives, then what you're saying is that my life doesn't matter. Now, I know that that's a specious argument and it's ridiculous and it's like a 12-year-old girl. I get that. But that is where we are. So, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Just hang on with me just a few more minutes. I promise I'll be done in 6 or 7 minutes. I promise. Like a pastor with a fake close, trial close. So now, because we have socialized 30 years, maybe more, 40 years of black first, and I told you that context and nuance and facts no longer matter. It's this black first. So when a criminal, literally somebody who runs afoul of the law and manages to get himself killed or herself killed, the argument can't be made anymore that that person was committing a crime or in the act of criminal behavior or at least or inappropriate behavior or even criminal behavior. That's no longer relevant or germane to, but they were black and they were killed by a white cop. The whole system's racist. Burn it to the ground. A lot of you who say, I don't want to talk about politics. Remember that from earlier? This has been going on for the whole time. You've been okay with Miss Black America. You've been okay with Miss Black Teen America. You've been okay with BET. You've been okay because you've not said anything, even what you were thinking, because you didn't want to get into a political conversation or an argument. Because you're a damn coward. That you denied your own thoughts. Everyone's thought about it. Everyone's thought, why has got to be a Miss Black Beauty Pageant? Why has got to be a Black Entertainment Network? They could have called it anything else. There's a reason why he called it BET, Black Entertainment. There was a reason. Because of what I just said, if you identify as black, then you will identify as being a person who wants to watch the Black Entertainment Network. It's very well thought. This has been very well thought out over a long period of time. The marketing has been genius, because that's all it is. So now we have a concept of, we can't even talk about black on black crime, because if black to these people, if you're black first, then that is the penultimate thing to be, then there can't be black on black crime. Then we have to call it proximity crimes, and white people do it too. Remember I said facts and nuance don't work? It doesn't matter that last year, 9 Nine black people were killed by police. Unarmed black people were killed by police. Nine. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what goes on in a... you know what? It doesn't matter what goes on in Chicago every night. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Why? Because being black is the penultimate thing to be to these people, because that's their identity. Whatever your identity is, it is the penultimate thing to be. Even in a city, and I'm going to say this because this is important that we know this, even in a city that is getting better, it's getting better. I mean, we have to, again, give everybody their due. It's getting better. September to date, in Chicago, 50 people were shot and killed. 222 were shot and wounded. Last week, 14 people were shot and killed. And the mayor of Chicago says it's everybody else's fault. Most of the shootings and the murders are happening in black neighborhoods. Most of the victims are black. A person is shot every 2 hours and 2 hours, 4 minutes in Chicago. A person is murdered. Two people are murdered every day. 11 hours, 4 minutes. It is amazing. And unfortunately, a lot of these victims are black. And a lot of their murderers are also black. We got more of that going on than we have anything else. Let me help you with this, and I'll let you go. If you are on fire, put yourself out first, before you start worrying about that your arm is broken. If your arm is broken and you're on fire, your biggest problem is that you're on fire. And then when you put the fire out, fix your arm. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you've got tennis, if you've got a hurt knee, if your arm is broken, fix your arm. That's the thing that's broken. Fix that first. And when you get that, when you put the fire out and you get your arm fixed, then look at your knee. See if you can get your knee straightened out. It doesn't matter if you have a hangnail. Once you get your knee straightened out, then deal with your hangnail. Deal with the biggest thing in your community first. Deal with that first. And right now, the biggest thing isn't police shooting unarmed black people. It's the thing that gets the most press, as we learned from the video from Red River TV. It's the thing that's going to get the most press, but it's not the thing that matters the most. Not the most important thing. Fix that first. My name is Willie Lawson. This is the Money Report. Here on fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com. You can go, again, fightbackmedia.com has embedded the sponsoring report in it. You just click on go to fightbackmedia.com and click on the sponsoring report. Bingo, bango, boingo. Through the wonders and the magic of the internet, you are there. And I understand you can do the very same thing on the sponsoring report. Sponsoringreport.net, sponsoringreport.net, sponsoringreport.net. Make sure that you do it. Make sure you get it done. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody. And for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.